This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, January 15th. Politics and the weather are the two big issues for Iowa today, but only the first one gives people the option to have their say as the Iowa caucuses begins the first vote of the 2024 campaign. And as CNN's John King tells us, polling shows former President Donald Trump is still well ahead of Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
Never have you had a lead like this. Donald Trump at 48 in the last poll. So he hasn't been out there as much as the other candidates, hasn't spent as much money as the other candidates, and yet he goes from 42 to 48 over the course of 5 months. But this is what's interesting when you look at the poll. 88% of Trump supporters say they are extremely or very enthusiastic about their candidate.
And the candidates are hoping that enthusiasm is enough to bring people out to them, as it's expected to be the coldest Iowa caucuses on record, with life-threatening temperatures forecast. But it's not just Iowa feeling the cold. An Arctic blast is bringing life-threatening temperatures across the central U.S., while a winter storm threatens the south. Over the next week, more than 250 million people are expected to see temperatures below freezing, mostly in the eastern U.S. And more than 65 million could see sub-zero temperatures. The weather caused chaos for flyers over the weekend, with more than 4,000 flights cancelled nationwide in the last 3 days. And in New York, tonight's NFL playoff game, where the Buffalo Bills take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, is set to go ahead. A woman and two children have drowned in the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass, Texas, which has recently become the epicenter of the migrant crisis. Federal officials say it happened Friday night, just days after state authorities blocked the U.S. Border Patrol from accessing miles of the southern border. There are disputes about the timings, but Border Patrol officials say they went to try to help when they heard migrants were in distress in the river and were stopped from getting access to them. The Texas Military Department says the woman and children were already dead by then. CNN's Rosa Flores has more.
On Wednesday, the state of Texas took custody and control of a public park in Eagle Pass. Now, process this with me. This is a state authority not giving a federal law enforcement agency, Border Patrol, access to the area where they inspect and apprehend migrants who have entered the country illegally.
There's been mixed reactions to Taiwan's elections this weekend. The self-governing island elected a new president that has vowed to protect its sovereignty, giving the ruling party a historic third term in office. China is not happy about the results because it claims Taiwan as part of its territory, despite having never ruled it, and Beijing had warned that the election would increase the chances of conflict. CNN's Will Ripley says an unofficial U.S. delegation is in Taiwan to congratulate the new leader and show American support.
And they know, as Taiwan is celebrating this democratic election, they do so under the ominous cloud of China's ever-present threat of war.
The wealth of the five richest men in the world has more than doubled since 2020. More on that after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The five richest men on this earth have become even richer in recent years. In fact, according to Oxfam's annual inequality report, their collective wealth has more than doubled since 2020, taking it to $869 billion. Tesla's Elon Musk and French luxury goods giant Bernard Arnault take the two top spots, followed by Amazon and Oracle founders Jeff Bezos and Larry Ellison, and then Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett. At the same time, nearly 5 billion people globally have become poorer, as they contend with inflation, war, and the climate crisis. If current trends continue, the world could see its first trillionaire in a decade, while it would take nearly 230 years to eliminate poverty. That's all for now, but I have some quick news about five things. We've changed the times we publish episodes. From today, our weekday updates will be dropping at 6 and 9am Eastern, as well as 12, 3 and 6pm. So I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.